I stood on the airfield the day that the Lancaster first flew with my father. We had arrived later, slightly later than a group of gentlemen, Roy Dobson, who was knighted in the war, and ministry officials and personnel from the firm were gathered ready, and the Lancaster was probably 300 or 400 yards further away, looking vast and magnificent in the sunshine. And as we arrived, my father went up to Sir Roy and had a word with him, and Sam Brown was getting into the aeroplane. And as he started up and took off, my father turned at about 90 degrees and walked away from the group along the edge of the airfield, and I followed him until we were standing alone quite some distance away. And we watched in silence as the great aeroplane banked and wheeled above us with the clouds and the sunshine high above. It was a wonderful sight. And then it disappeared over the horizon for about a quarter of an hour. And then we heard the roar of the Merlin engines as it reappeared. And as thousands of people have done since, it came low over our heads and landed. And everybody rushed up to the side of the aeroplane, and someone called out, "How did it go, Sam?" And he opened the cockpit window and called down, "Oh, it was marvelous. So light on the controls, so easy to handle." And as we came home in the car, I can well remember saying to my father, "Well, you really must be very pleased about this new machine." And he said, "Oh, yes, I am. But in this business, you know, you have to always be looking ahead. And already I am designing a larger aeroplane."